Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Wednesday evening. I got news for you. It's lovely. It really is. It's hanging tough at around 75 degrees, low humidity, humidity under 50%. It just does not get much better than that, does it? Oh, well, there you go. There you go. Want to remind you that Mike Dickinson is going to be with us at 5:35. Our citizen journalist, citizen reporter, does a pretty good job of investigating those things that lots of reporters or people who hold the title reporter just don't want to do. Some of them are employed at CNN. Anybody see the Christiane Amanpour nonsense the other day? Where she talked about how the Israeli hostages were probably treated better than the average Gazan. And I thought, listen, ma'am, I know you're an anti-Semite. I mean, that's something that has been so flippant evident as long as you've been on television. And I know that you're a left-wing hack, also something that has been incredibly visible the entire time you've been on television. But even you have got to realize what a disgusting thing that is to say. I mean, not only is it demonstrably untrue, it's just a vile assertion. But it gives you, it reminds me of what a truly left-wing anti-Semite she is, what she really believes. She has such hatred for the Jewish state, and she has such a strong record of supporting the Iranians and the Hamas crowd that she just couldn't help herself. You know, every once in a while, you just have to believe people when they say something. You've got to look at what they say and how they say it and think, oh, okay, now I get why you're saying and doing what you're saying. And it just explains so much. I guess CNN, somebody higher up at CNN said, look, you know, the 12 people that are left watching this network, even they weren't happy with what you said. So you got to go on and dial it back, make an apology. And so she said she was sorry. I had a really interesting conversation about the phrase, I'm sorry, the other day. And people say that a lot. Or they'll say something like, oh, I'm sorry you feel that way. Right? They say A, B, and C. They talk about how happy they are that Charlie Kirk was murdered. How many of those people? Countless, unfortunately. Including, you should remember that Dorothy Dot Heffron, down there in Chesterfield County, who's still on the Chesterfield County School Board. I don't understand how they didn't force her to resign right away. And I don't know whatever happened to that petition that Ruse had put together. But anyway, I digress. So they say that, right? They're happy that Charlie Kirk was murdered. And then you have their bosses, you have co-workers, you have otherwise just regular decent people saying, oh my God, that's disgusting. What is wrong with you? And they say something, oh, well, I'm sorry you interpreted that the way you did. Well, I didn't interpret anything. I heard what you said. I read what you said. I know what you said. Well, I'm sorry you took it that way. I'm sorry that you reacted that way. And sometimes they might even say, I'm sorry I said it. Not a lot of the time, but sometimes they do. But here's the conversation I had with a friend the other day. This particular friend has been in AA for 27 years. I'm not somebody who has been through that except in terms of class, right? When I was in school and studying counseling and leading group sessions and what have you, you were kind of introduced to the AA model and certain things that are done. But again, it's not my thing. So as this friend was explaining what happens, because I wanted to get information, I don't honestly know if there is an AA or an NA program at Pamunkey Regional Jail. You know, I teach the Inside Out Dad program over there. I'm the lead instructor, and I'm very proud of that, very proud of what we've accomplished. And as we're now in our third cohort at Pamunkey, I'm trying to think, how do I help these guys more? Right? I can't say, oh, well, you know, when I was locked up, because I've not been locked up. And some of these guys have said, well, you know, a lot of these problems stem from substance abuse and addiction. I can't help them in that regard, right? McShin is in Pamunkey, and I know they do great work, but I was just curious if AA or NA were in it. And I don't honestly know. I actually have to ask the next time I'm over at Pamunkey Regional Jail if they have meetings for that. So I was chatting with this friend of mine who has been in AA for 27 years. And he was explaining to me some of the stages they go through, some of the things that happen. But he said one of the things you have to do is sort of make an accounting of yourself and kind of have a reckoning with everybody you've screwed over or you've hurt or you've lied to or whatever. And he said in the big book, he said it doesn't say you go to them and say, I'm sorry. I always thought it was that you apologize to people. Right? Say to somebody, geez, I'm really sorry that I did such and such. And he said, no, that's not what's in there at all. He said, because alcoholics, they apologize all the time to people. Right? Those people that I thought, well, you're going to apologize to, they've heard the apologies before and they know that it's not legit or it's not sincere or it doesn't stick. He said, absolutely not. What you do during that particular step is you say to them, I was wrong. And I thought, wow. Wow. What a difference, huh? What an absolute difference that is. Man. That's accountability. I was wrong. We need to see that with a lot of people saying a lot of these things. Instead of, oh, I'm sorry. Or I'm sorry you took it that way. Or I'm sorry they were out of meatloaf at lunch. Or whatever it is. They have to be held to account. They ought to be looking at that AA model and say, oh yeah, I was wrong. Big difference. All right, I am happy to say it took a matter of seconds for me to have somebody reaching out from Pamunkey. I've told you this before. I'm going to brag on the administration, the staff over there at Pamunkey Regional Jail. I'm not telling you that you need to make a reservation and take 2 weeks as a vacation. That I'm not telling you. It's nice. But it's not that nice. But I will tell you this. Everybody on staff at Pamunkey Regional Jail that I've interacted with over the last couple of years, these are some of the best people you're ever going to meet. Professional law enforcement officers through and through. Absolutely. But there's a second component, that, and it's a big component. That big component is saying, we don't want guys or gals coming back. We want to help you. We really do. We want the best for you. I'm not sure that every inmate understands that, but I think some of them have hopefully started to figure it out. Like, okay, well, you know, I did this, right? I was wrong. I try and demand that within the Inside Out Dad class. But long story short, yes. In fact, there is an AA and an NA program at Pamunkey. And there's also the peer-supported substance use program with McShin. Okay, fantastic. I kind of figured there must have been, knowing the excellent caliber of the staff at Pamunkey, but thank you for letting me know. So that is good to hear. Very happy to hear that. Mike Dickinson is going to be along at 5:35. He's handling a number of stories, and always like chatting with Mike. There's always some interesting stuff right there. A reminder to you that Attorney General Jason Meares will be here Friday at 5:05. Tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., my friend Rich Herrera will be here with Richmond's Morning News. 5:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 5:21, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a Wednesday evening. Tomorrow, I should let you know, a couple of great folks dropping by. Great men. I'm honored to call each of them dear friend. Rob Chadwick, retired out of the FBI, retired supervisory special agent. Remember, he headed up the tactical training at Quantico for many years at the FBI Academy. And he is now with Delta Defense, United States Concealed Carry Association. He is actually their principal training director. He's coming to town as well. He's going to be down at Range USA in Chester. I think it's next week. I don't have my my calendar pulled up here, and I would pull it up on my brand new smartphone, Germ, but the phone is smarter than I am, so I don't know how to pull anything up. And for the life of me, I can't change the temperature from Celsius to Fahrenheit. So, yeah. Anyway, but he is coming to town. He will be at Range USA. They're opening a new location down in Chester. And he's invited me out to attend some special training and stuff. And it's open to you as well, but he'll be with us tomorrow. We'll get some more details on that. Also, Tony Pham, former ICE director for President Trump during the president's first term in office. Tony will be here. There's an unbelievably ugly organized effort across the country targeting law enforcement in general. We know that, right? It's never been an easy job. I don't care what facet you're involved in. It's never been an easy job, but with the rise of social media, there's been a refocused effort to victimize law enforcement officers. And I know you're thinking, well, yeah, but Jeff, you signed up for that job, right? Well, you're right. People signed up for that job. So they kind of know bad things could happen. Their family did not sign up for the job. And that's who's being targeted now. You have the ICE officers out there. You got the Homeland Security special agents. You've got the EROs who are part of ICE. Those guys are out there trying to do their job. But it's their families who are being targeted. Facebook just shut down a group on Facebook, and thank God they did. Thank God they did. There were, 60,000 people in that Facebook group? And their whole mission, as disgusting as it sounds, their whole mission was to go after the families of ICE agents.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, Tony Pham knows about that. Right? You remember a couple of years back. Everybody knew that Tony was up in D.C. working for President Trump, the director of ICE. And these awful people targeted his kids and his wife over in Henrico. On their lawn, threatening them. I mean, it really was just a terrible, terrible situation. It's not just Tony. It's every one of these ICE agents, every one of these officers who's now under attack, being targeted. And if you think again, oh, you signed up for that. Well, let me ask you, did I sign up for it in this day and age? What happens when you have a crazy person show up on your front porch? We had that a couple of years ago. Two crazy people show up on our front porch wanting to see the children. They knew full well I wasn't home. Think about that for a second. Mike Dickinson, straight ahead. It is 525, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 535, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, Wednesday evening. You know who drops by right about this time every Wednesday? My friend Mike Dickinson. Mike is really solid. Citizen reporter, citizen journalist. He's doing in our region what Andy Ngo in many ways has done on a national stage. And having said that, let me remind everybody, a whole bunch of what Mike has done right here in Central Virginia has been picked up by all sorts of national outlets. In addition to that, he is our go-to guy when it comes to the WWE, letting us know exactly what's going on there. Michael, thank you for being here, sir.
Anytime for you.
You're a good man. I appreciate it. Let's start. We haven't had a chance to chat since last week when Abigail Spanberger showed up to that debate and then forgot she was, I guess, supposed to debate, right?
It looked like she was just a mannequin standing there. Yep. And I think someone from Winston-Sears' office, and they must listen to the show. I think, you know, I think we're like citizen journalists, reporters, influencers, because I had not heard Winston-Sears attack Abigail Spanberger with the daughter pointing out that you're not willing to protect your daughter line until we've been saying it here on this show for the last 3 weeks.
That's right.
So Sears went on the attack, and she attacked her, and she asked the question, if you're not willing to protect your daughters from a man in the bathroom, from a male in the female bathroom, what does that say about you? Winston pushed that issue. She hadn't been pushing that issue until we've been talking about it right here on your show for the last 3 weeks, and it had not been anywhere else, so Maybe we're a little bit of an influencer.
Well, it's possible, Mike. I know we got plenty of people up there on Capitol Square who are tuning in, and I certainly appreciate that. And it's a big issue. You know, you talk about these things from that whole 5,000-foot view, you know, the macro level, and you go, all right, no, let's boil it right down. It's your daughter, Abigail, and she is in that shower, and some naked dude comes into the shower. You're telling me you're not going to be upset? I call bullcrap.
Exactly. And it was, I mean, Spanberger just stood there. She didn't answer. She didn't have the dignity to answer. She didn't have the respect to answer. She just stood there. And that is what these Democrats, these, I guess they think that they're arrogant, morally superior, know-it-all, run the country into the ground. Democrats, that's their whole outlook on things is, well, we can just say and do whatever. And even if you confront us on it, if you get a chance to confront us on it, we're just going to stand there and look like we're not even going to answer because we're not accountable to you. That's Abigail Spanberger has a very arrogant attitude towards everybody in Virginia. And God help us if she wins. She is God awful. She's going to put the state of Virginia into a ditch.
Yep. Well, let's remember. So she was a big supporter of the porn candidate over there when she was running against the David Owen. There's a part here, boy, I hate to go down this path, but I think we have to, Mike. There's a racial component to this as well, and that is that this entitled, arrogant white woman would not even look at Winsome Sears, would not even give her the common decency to look in her direction like something bad would happen to her. If she looked at the lieutenant governor, and it reminded me, Mike, and you and I have been around for a while, you're going to remember this, when Bishop E.W. Jackson was the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor, the Democrat nominee was a guy by the name of Ralph Northam. And Ralph yep. Northam refused to shake hands with Bishop Jackson. You remember that?
I do. I do. And that's why I've always believed that a lot of these Democrats and liberals who call conservatives racist, a lot of it is self-projection. A lot of it is they're arrogant. They don't secretly, you know, we've heard what Kamala Harris said about Pete Buttigieg. She couldn't have him as a VP because he's gay. That's what she said in an interview promoting her book. Yeah. A lot of the, you know, oh, they're racist, they're homophobes. A lot of that is the Democrats projecting their own feelings onto us because they are a bunch of, you know, super highly educated people, and they think they know everything, and they see, but they project all of their hate. They make us like we're the ones saying it. And I've never heard anybody on the Republican ticket, Winsome Sears, Jason Meares, John Reed, say anything hateful about anybody,
right,
much less anybody who's, you know, minority, much less somebody who's gay, much less not even answer their questions. I mean, can you imagine that if a conservative white person confronted a black liberal and they asked them a question and we didn't and the conservative didn't answer, it would be outrage news. It would be the media would be outraged. Oh, how dare they? They only have the decency to answer. But, you know, the mainstream media just kind of, they give Abigail a pass on it. Oh, you know, it's whatever. But we know a couple of things about Abigail. We know she's not a great judge of character. You know, she's friends with the porn candidate, supported her. We know that Abigail and Shannon Taylor, loony Shannon Taylor, who wants to be the next congresswoman, you know, Shannon Taylor is the one who tried to put a bona fide police hater in the Commonwealth Attorney's Office in Henrico County. That was Shannon Taylor's idea. She wanted to do that, a bona fide police hater, to investigate the police.
Yep.
And that's, you know, one of Spanberger's friends. So we know Spanberger doesn't have a great group of friends. She hangs out with a bunch of, really, America haters.
Yeah. No, that has become clear. You know, you mentioned the folks who are anti-law enforcement. Tell me what's going on in the city, because are they putting together this citizens review board for the police department, or has it always been around? I've kind of lost track. What are they doing with that?
So, you know, a few years ago when everybody was on this anti-policing, everybody was on this, oh, the police are the problem, not the criminals, the police are the problem.
Yeah.
The city council created the citizens review board in the city of Richmond, and nothing ever really happened to it. I mean, we had an election cycle. We had LeVar Stoney became very unpopular. It kind of dropped off the map for a minute. But, you know, with President Trump doing all of his pro-law enforcement, cleaning up the streets and cleaning up the cities, that is not good enough for the citizens of Richmond. The city council has decided it is not good enough for you to have safe streets. So Stephanie Lynch, city councilwoman, and her gang of police haters, they have now decided they're going to now take the citizens review board that was created, and now they're actually going to enact it. So, you know, if you don't know what the citizens review board is, it's basically the city council picks a group of citizens, and it's very political because, as you can imagine, the city of Richmond city council is has got some very, very, very left-wing loonies on it, like Stephanie Lynch and others. Right. They're going to pick the biggest group of liberal people that hate law enforcement to be on it and then judge, you know, police complaints and police issues.
It is bizarre. It is absolutely bizarre to think that people who have never, ever worn a badge, have never made an arrest, are going to sit in judgment of folks who are making decisions in split seconds. But, crazier things, of course, have happened in the city of Richmond. I want to remind everybody that Mike Dickinson is joining us. Mike joins us every Wednesday evening at 5:35. Great, great citizen reporting, following stories that, frankly, are not getting very much in the way of attention, turning things up that nobody else is uncovering. And in addition to all of that, Mike, you are also our go-to guy when it comes to WWE activities. And I want to get you in on that. We got a couple of moments here. You know, Jeremy, like you, is watching every single piece of programming from WWE, and he's asking me to ask you, John Cena, AJ Styles, what's going on there?
What a great match they had at Crown Jewel. And it was, I mean, they really paid tribute. I mean, Cena really paid tribute to AJ Styles. And it was just a match full of tributes and moments using different legends finishers. And you would never think that someone would be announced as the de facto leader of the Bullet Club on WWE programming, but John Cena handwrote AJ Styles' intro and gave it to the ring announcer so that she could announce it for him. And she read off all of AJ Styles' accolades. You know, we're kind of at a moment now in WWE where it's hard. You know, I grew up in the era of Hogan in the 80s and early 90s, but we're at the era now where, I guess, four generations past that, the John Cenas and the AJ Styles are now getting ready to retire and ride off into the sunset from active competition. So those two are paying tribute to each other.
All right, now we know that Cena, he's like one or two matches away, right? And then he's hanging it up. Okay. But is AJ Styles also saying thanks, I'm out?
He said AJ Styles said next year is going to be his last year.
Wow. Okay. AJ is a cool guy. Now, AJ, you probably remember this, was here at my little radio show the very day that he won the title at the Richmond Coliseum. Yes. Remember that?
I do.
Yeah, that was some great event. And think about it. It was at the Richmond Coliseum, Mike. Remember that? It's now the world's largest urinal, but we used to have all sorts of stuff going on down there.
We used to have events on national TV at the Richmond Coliseum, and then LeVar Stoney ruined that by thinking that, I'll just close the one entertainment venue we have, and that'll make everybody see that we need a new one. But that's, you know, the Democrats ruin everything. Make America miserable again.
Yeah. Well, as I've said many times, LeVar Stoney is the only guy who could screw up a Tom Farrell plan in the city of Richmond. But congratulations.
I don't think he likes wrestling either. So I don't think LeVar Stoney likes wrestling. That's probably why he's such a miserable person.
Are there any venues that you know of? Have we got anywhere within 100 miles of Richmond where WWE could even do a house show?
They still go down to the Scope down in Norfolk. I think was it Sami Zayn? They did a show down at the Scope maybe a month or two ago.
Oh.
And surprisingly, Sami Zayn said that the Scope is a great wrestling venue. He said that online in an interview, which I never would have thought is the Scope is a great venue, but Sami Zayn thinks it is.
Well, right. NWA used to run a bunch of stuff there.
Yeah.
Memory serves, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, maybe there's a road trip in our future there, Mike.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Definitely.
It is always good to have you here, my friend. What's the situation with your social media? Are we up? We running? What are we doing here?
Working on it. Hopefully, I know I've said that before, but I want to make sure that if I get it back, and when I get it back, that it can't just be deleted, because what happens is the left was very successful. They were doing this for a long time. If you are an active X user and you, or when it was Twitter, if you say things that are too much truth, they all send out, I guess, a little text hotline to all their little Antifa buddies, and they all report you at the same time, and that triggers the algorithm to flag your account.
All right. Well, you keep us apprised of that situation. We'll look forward to chatting again next week. That is Mike Dickinson. He does our citizen reporting as well as our WWE updates, and he's just the best at both. 547, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 552, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Let me give you the look ahead. All right, because I mentioned tomorrow's going to be 66. Friday's looking nice, too, sunny and 65. But the weekend is going to feel like a party. Really. Partly sunny both Saturday and Sunday. Daytime highs 73 to 76. I'll take it. And again, you got to love this. Very low humidity. So if you've been missing the sun and the warm temps, we're going to get them this weekend. And then I am looking ahead. We're going to be back in the 60s for highs for the foreseeable future. Anybody notice it's getting to be fall? Stinking leaves falling and all that stuff. Chilly nights. But there's candy on the way. You know, there's really only one candy that you should get, and that's it's Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
If you're going out to purchase candy for distribution on Halloween, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, or this is your other option, full-size candy bars. All right? Anybody who buys a bag of those little mini candy bars, you're a horrible human being and you should hang your head in shame. I don't care how many kids you get. No, it's not fair. I'm giving everybody a candy bar. Really? I can't even see that candy bar. You got to get a full-size candy bar if you're going to give out candy bars. And the better option, of course, is Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. I'll tell you what you should never, ever give to anybody you care about, and that's candy corn. Candy corn, as many of us know, because I did the research, candy corn is actually the devil's earwax. That's where that originates. The other candy corn, you know, you're seeing different flavors of candy corn come out. Those are actually bunions, which have been clipped off the toes of retired witches. So I'm just saying, look, I'm far be it for me to cast aspersions. I'm simply passing along vital information so that you do not participate in anything awful. That's all. I'm just trying to be helpful. You know me, your friendly old Uncle Jeff. I just share things that I know, and then I go on about my day. You are free to listen or not. But in all candor, candy corn is wrong. It's bad. It's bad for you. I think it's also, doesn't it also cause diseases, germ? Am I just making that up? It'll cause all your hair to fall out and grow back in places that you don't want it. Something like that. I mean, I just heard it on the radio, so it's got to be true. Well, anyway, no candy corn is my message. And if you still go out and collect for UNICEF, would you do me a favor? Make sure your kids actually get that money to UNICEF. I think the statute of limitations has expired, so I can share with you, as a kid, there were many of us that got those orange cardboard boxes from the schools to collect money for the poor kids, wherever those poor kids were, with the UNICEF boxes. And we walked around and we got the nickels and the dimes and the quarters in some cases. And then at the end of the night, we all circled back and said, hey, how much poorer than us are these kids? And, well, I don't want to dime anybody out or nickel anybody out. But let's just say that not all of those orange cardboard boxes actually made it back to the classroom teachers. Some of those funds were distributed to poor kids. Us. Yeah. Well, no, I wasn't. Well, again, I mean, it happened. That's all I can say. I don't want to say who did or did not participate, but that was a thing. And looking back on it, I'm wondering, for the Philadelphia public school teachers we took those boxes back to, I'd like to think that all the money was then turned over to UNICEF. But who the heck knows, right? Tomorrow, Rob Chadwick, retired supervisory special agent for the FBI, is going to be here. We'll talk about his upcoming event for Delta Defense, U.S. Concealed Carry Association at Range USA in Chester. Tony Pham, former ICE director, here tomorrow as well. Tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., my friend Rich Herrera will be here with Richmond's Morning News. Make sure you're tuning in. Have a fantastic evening. God willing, you and I get the chance to do this all over again tomorrow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.